And this is VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. There's a new public voice speaking for U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. This week, 25-year-old Simone Sanders, no relation, was brought on as the campaign's new national press secretary. She previously worked for a juvenile justice advocacy group, and she's an African-American who was hired just as Sanders was facing some serious criticism from some members of the Black Lives Matter movement who say he isn't talking enough about issues of race and criminal justice. Well, Simone Sanders joins us now to talk about her new role with the campaign and what it means for Sanders' camp. Simone, welcome to VPR.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me today.
The subtext of a lot of the news stories I read about your hiring was that Bernie Sanders was facing a problem with black voters, so he hired a black woman to a top campaign post. Is this just political optics, or can we expect a substantive shift in what the senator's going to be talking about during the campaign now?
Well, I think it's important to note that I had been in contact with the campaign well before Netroots even happened.
When you're referring to Netroots, you're referring to these protesters who interrupted Senator Sanders in Arizona a couple weeks ago.
Yes. And so I definitely think the senator and his entire campaign staff, they're being very intentional about hiring a diverse pool of talent and people that do good work. So I don't think it's accurate to say that, you know, they sought me out because I'm a young black woman and I can also do the job, but they sought me out because I'm good at what I do. I definitely think we have seen the senator's platform open up even more. He's always been right on these issues, but now he's just talking about them even more. So while he's definitely talking about economic inequality, the wage gap and the wealth gap in this country, he's also hitting on the issues that are plaguing our criminal justice system. He's talking about the mass incarceration of African Americans. He's talking about education. He's talking about the unemployment rate for young people, particularly African-American young people between the ages of 16 and 24. So the platform is very broad. I definitely think you've seen him open it up even a little bit more, but I think he's always been right on these issues.
The core message for Senator Sanders really for decades has been one of economics, economic populism. How do you think that role needs to change, maybe to broaden now that he's gaining momentum on the national stage?
I don't necessarily think the role or the message needs to change, if you will. But again, economic inequality is definitely an issue, and the senator is highlighting that. But I also think what he's done is open up his platform. He said racial inequality and economic inequality are parallel issues, and they must be addressed simultaneously.
Simone, I read a couple of accounts that you had a pretty frank discussion with the senator just after these Black Lives Matter protesters interrupted him in Arizona, a discussion that ended with him hiring you by the accounts I read. What was your assessment then of how he needs to change the campaign? What was that discussion like?
So I did. I sat down and I had the opportunity to speak at length with the senator. And when we chatted, we talked about everything from education to juvenile justice, but we also talked about economic inequality. And I noted, and he agreed in our conversation, that economic inequality is definitely an issue, but perhaps we should highlight racial inequality also because they're parallel issues. And he agreed that they're parallel issues. He noted that there are systematic ways where people of color are being disenfranchised in this nation, and we have to do something about it. So that was one of the suggestions I made. He expanded upon it, and he has now incorporated that into his stuff on the campaign trail. But these are things that he has been fighting for a very long time. So I was happy to see him talk about other areas of his platform a little bit more so people get to really know who Bernie Sanders is.
Finally, Simone, there's a group here in Vermont called the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity. Its leader recently criticized Senator Sanders for being tone-deaf to issues on racial injustice, and he's invited him back to Vermont to spend some more time with communities of color here in his home state to better understand their concerns. Is that something the senator's willing to do?
Well, I definitely have to check the senator's schedule. So while I'm not going to commit to any sit-downs or scheduling things right now, what I will say is the senator is open to hearing from broad constituencies. He wants to hear particularly about our racial justice issues platform. But what I will say is that these things are not new for Senator Sanders. He has been walking the walk and talking the talk on these issues for a really long time, and I'm glad that other people are now starting to get to see his record.
We've been talking with Simone Sanders. She's Senator Bernie Sanders' new national press secretary. Simone, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.